Jim Ritzma, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Gordon.
So what would happen exactly with the Fountain of the Pioneers if the City Commission does approve the plan that you've put forward?
Well, the fountain would be removed sometime this year, probably spring or summer, and it would be turned to green space until we could figure out another feature to put in that space, and the campaign would continue on as planned, minus the fountain, and we would probably begin building that next year.
And this is the campaign to make improvements throughout Bronson Park?
Exactly, yep.
Do you have any concern about people who have already contributed money saying, you know, we contributed with the idea that you were going to restore the fountain, and now we find out that you've got a different idea?
Sure. Yeah, I understand that there will be people out there that have given that, and now the plan has changed. We plan on reaching out to them to determine if they would like to continue or direct those funds to the overall master plan, or would they would like those funds returned, and it'll certainly be, we'll honor their choice.
How did you come to this decision?
Well, really, we had a step back. I stepped back and looked at everything we're doing in Kalamazoo right now, Foundation for Excellence. We've got Shared Prosperity Kalamazoo, where we're trying to raise up people in poverty and in generational poverty in this community. And one of the cross-cutting strategies of that is racial healing. And what better way to demonstrate our desire for racial healing than removing a monument that to some is a sign of that, of racism or hurt?
You say to some. Did you conclude at the end of this that the people who have raised this are correct, that yes, this is a sign of racism?
Yes and no. I guess you could go either way, look at it artistically or as a monument, if you will. And really, for me, what resonated was those that are watching us that really want to see change in this community. And if we left the fountain as it is, that would hurt us as we go forward, again, trying to heal racism and provide equity throughout the community for everyone.
Your proposal says the artistically significant pieces will be stored until a more suitable venue is found for display. So is the idea that at some point people will be able to see this again?
Sure. The artistic elements we plan to find a home for over time. And they would be displayed once again, probably in a more, not a public setting, a park or somewhere, but somewhere else to really, you know, commemorate and demonstrate what the fountain was and is.
We recently had a couple of Native American activists on who said that they wanted to see the statue removed, but also said, yeah, we'd like to see it in a museum someplace.
Sure.
Does a museum seem like the logical place for it to end up?
Yeah, that would be a perfect place for it. So hopefully over time we'll be able to find that space.
You mentioned that the timeline is probably sometime this year to have it actually removed. How big a task is that? Have you priced that out?
Well, yeah, we looked at rough numbers to, if we totally demolished it but saved the artistic elements, we're looking between, you know, 20,000 to maybe upwards to 50,000, depending on how involved it is to move it. So that's where we're projecting that at. And then, of course, putting the green space in, that should be fairly insignificant too, just, you know, creating a lawn there for now.
Could you possibly remove the sculpture and leave the fountain itself, where the water is?
I mean, that would be an option, but the fountain itself is in complete disrepair. It would require substantial resources to repair.
Kalamazoo City Manager Jim Ritzma, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.